Oh, and that's a brilliant effort. And they've turned it right around. In the space of a few minutes, Saudi Arabia grabbed control of the game.
Welcome to the latest edition of Dowry, the Saudi football podcast. Of course, this week we look back at a few days which saw record-breaking SBL leaders Al Hilal keep on winning and winning. Basically, I could have recorded any one of the last 30-odd shows and used the same introduction. Cristiano Ronaldo and Al Nassr exit another competition, and reigning champions Al Ittihad give themselves a glimmer of hope for consolation prizes in a difficult season. With me, as always, is Arab News sports editor Ali Khaled. Ali, before we get to the Saudi Super Cup taking place in Abu Dhabi, a quick look back at the last round of matches, if you would. There's no stopping Al Hilal.
Hi, Peter. Good to be back. Absolutely, there is no stopping them. They're an absolute winning machine. Matches are coming thick and fast for them in so many different competitions. And, you know, we still have the Champions League to come, this month. They thrashed Al Khalij 4-1 on Friday. They extended their world record winning streak to 32 matches, 32 wins in a row. Absolutely
crazy.
Incredible. Yeah. And you know, now they maintain a 12-point gap to second place Al Nassr, who themselves managed a very, a last gasp 1-0 win at Damak. There are only 7 rounds left in the season, Peter, and Hilal could clinch the title by May 9th against Al Hazm if the run continues. And that is, of course, if Al Nassr keep on winning as well. So it could happen even before then. Their goals in the 4-1 win came from Saleh Al-Shehri, 2 from Malcolm, and a late penalty from Abdullah Al-Hamdan, stoppage time penalty. Al Nassr, they kept, they won. They beat, Damak. It was another stoppage time goal. Amerik Laporte, good header, a towering header, as we say. But all a bit too late in terms of the title challenge. There's little doubt Al Hilal will go on to win it now. It's as close to a certainty as possible. And they'll be taking that title off from Al Ittihad, who drew 0-0 with Al Taawun. We like Al Taawun on the show. We always praise, how they've maintained the consistency, their position really in the table, those fourth or fifth position. Al Ahli stay third. They drew 1-1 as well. Al Ittihad are fourth. Al Taawun are fifth. And Steven Gerrard's Ittifaq are seventh, sixth. It's in that order anyway. So, straight after them, the weekend matches, Al Hilal, Al Nassr, and Al Ittihad flew out to Abu Dhabi alongside Al Wahda, of course, for the Saudi Super Cup, which started last night.
Yeah, and amazing. I was so excited by this. And also, just for our listeners, the amount of work that Ali does, he's already worked out the date that the title could be won. So it's not only is he your sports editor, he's working out all the permutations there for you. Listen, Ali, yet another Al Hilal, Al Nassr clash. More drama involving Cristiano Ronaldo in last night's semi-final.
Yeah, it was the second of the semi-finals in Abu Dhabi. Another bad night for Cristiano, unfortunately. Al Nassr lost 2-1. The goals from, the stats of the match are that Al Dawsari and Malcolm scored for Al Hilal. Al Nassr scored a stoppage time goal from Sadio Mane. So it was, again, it was nothing more than a consolation. Really didn't make much of a match of it in the closing stages. So, again, the big talking point is Cristiano Ronaldo got sent off for a lapse in discipline again, if you want. I know our guest will have a few words to say on that. It's something that we've discussed in the past. But he elbowed Al Balehi of Al Hilal, got the red card for it, and then after he got the red card, he sort of like raised his hand sort of as into motion, his anger with the referee. Obviously he didn't push the referee in, but like raised his hand almost as in like, with anger. So that's not going to be looked at in a good way.
Will that come into play, Ali?
We don't know. I mean, it depends if, you know, this will affect, you know, if they're going to look at it retrospectively. I mean, obviously, he's going to get some sort of ban for the red card. We assume, you know, it's so. I mean, you could say in a way that there's not much to play for them anymore. You know, that's, you know, they got knocked out of the Champions League by Al Hilal. They got knocked out of the Super Cup by Hilal, and obviously Al Hilal are beating them to the title. So not much to play for there, but not a good way for Cristiano to be ending the season as well. A little bit more controversy. No. You've mentioned it a few times that, you know, things started to go a bit sour for them, you know, with his, you know, that gesture that he made to the fans. Things haven't really gone, you know, I mean, it could have been a coincidence, you know, not necessarily because of it, but couldn't have helped either, you know, all that, you know, the pressure on him and the constant scrutiny, you know, and every gesture that he makes. So, yeah, that couldn't have helped, you know, but yeah, so another bad night for them. Earlier in the night, you know, so just to say that there was quite a good crowd at Mohammed bin Zayed Stadium in Abu Dhabi, Jazeera's ground. Obviously, a lot of people wanted to watch Cristiano. A lot of people wanted to see Al Hilal stars and Al Nasser stars, you know, Sadio Mane. So there was a good crowd there. Earlier in the night, a smaller crowd went to see Ittihad against Al Wahda, and that finished 2-1 to Ittihad. Benzema and Hamdallah scored for Ittihad. So, yeah, not, you know, quite expected. Good goal for Benzema. I think there's been a lot of talk about him in the last couple of weeks. And a lot of criticism from Ittihad fans who are not really too happy with his performances. They're a lot happier with the, you know, like with the you know, Fabinho and some of the other players. I think you know Benzema is universally loved in across the Arab world, universally loved you know across the world and globally. You know, but you know it's been stop start for him. So yeah, good night for him. And look, you know, it's been a disappointing season for them, but they're in the final now against Al Hilal, so something to play for. I think usually the Super Cup is a bit of a, you know, follow on from the previous season. You know, it's you know obviously like, but with four teams in it and with, you know, Al Nasser and Al Ittihad, you know, being left behind, you know, so ruthlessly by Al Hilal, it maybe gave it a little bit more importance, you know, than it had it been at the start of the season or earlier in the season, you know, because it's the last thing they have to play for. Or one of the last things they have to play for. So so I think it should be a good game Thursday night, Al Hilal against Al Ittihad.
Great stuff, AK. Perfect time to bring in Middle East football expert Matt Monaghan. Hi, Matt, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Good. Great now, stuff, before Matt. Ali, before AK grabs you, Matt, I've got a question for you. And of course, it's going to be about Cristiano Ronaldo as a man who's followed his career. Is it fair to say, I mean, whether provoked or not, this is the only sort of chink in his armor of possibly being the greatest, that he lets this affect his game? And then, of course, from there on in, it affects his team.
I don't remember Diego Maradona being an angel. would be my retort to that straight away. Yeah, you know, I think you have to kind of separate the two, don't you? I think in all aspects of life, I think Ronaldo is a lot better behaved than Diego Maradona was.
Okay, I just see his behaviour, whether goaded or not, on the pitch as there's two camps that, you know, he's frustrated, he's a winner. We know that. We know he's great, but there is that. And I just highlight that. I will hand over to Ali Khaled. I've had my Ronaldo say, but it's just putting it out there for you guys to discuss.
Yeah. No, I think what I would say, I think, I don't know, to give like the positive spin on it, I think he's clearly, he's very committed to being successful in Saudi Arabia, and that can lead to frustration. And maybe he's not shown his frustration. Maybe he's not exercised his frustration in the most positive manner a few times. But I don't know. At least he's certainly not just gone to Saudi Arabia and collected a wage like the initial. I saw some diatribes when he first joined Al Nasser. People saying it's early retirement, etc. And you certainly cannot accuse him of doing that.
Great point. Now, okay.
Absolutely, Matt. I mean, really good point there because. You know, I think a lot of the players that have joined in the summer, you know, following Ronaldo, obviously, in December of 2022. A lot of the players are joined. A lot of them has, you know, have worked out. A lot of them have been playing quite well, but one or two haven't. And one of the criticisms there, Matt, is that, you know, people say a couple of them don't look as bothered as they should be. And I guess this is the difference between them and Cristiano Ronaldo, the ultimate winner.
Yeah, I always find that very, when you're not inside the camps and you're not around these players, it's really hard. I find it almost impossible to pass judgment on perceived effort levels and things like that. I think just in general, I think most of the big signings in Saudi Arabia have played plenty of matches to varying degrees of success, but there can be other reasons for that. For example, so I'd say one of the biggest reasons is the fact that the Saudi League isn't a walkover. It's not a pushover. And I think there's a perception that these guys should just be able to come in and just, you know, smashing goals, man of the match every game. It's not that simple. Myself, me and you, Ali, we've been covering Middle East football for longer than we care to remember. Yeah. And there's been so many people who've turned up and not done anywhere near as well as we expected. Not just this current wave of players, and there can be various reasons for that.
Yeah, I mean, also, like, I think you know, the intensity is, I think, it's something that maybe in the past wasn't there, you know, and that's down to, obviously, to the quality of players, you know. I mean, we saw early in the season, if you remember, like Jordan Henderson really struggling to come to terms with the, you know, with the weather conditions and all that. Obviously, he's left since then for whatever reasons and all that. Roberto Firmino has had his injury problems, Benzema came as a Ballon d'Or, you know, winner, and he's found it hard, you know. So, I think it's a lot tougher than maybe it was in the past, and certainly a lot tougher than a lot of people maybe in Europe think it is and all that. It is not, you know, despite Al-Hilal's, like, incredible run, but, you know, it's taken a world record-breaking run, you know, for them to be in the position that they are. I think the intensity of the league certainly is turned out to be a lot more than I think a lot of people expected.
So Al Hilal becoming a bit of a complex for Al Nassr. You know, obviously in the league, they're trailing them by 12 points. Al Hilal will go on to win the league, and now they've knocked them out of the Super Cup as well.
Yeah, I think it must be strange because they just can't seem to lay a glove on them, can they? You've got Ronaldo, who's obviously leading all statistics you could care to want in the FPL, I play Russian Saudi League. And even with Ronaldo, Mane, Otavio, Brozovic, Tellez, all the rest of them, obviously some very decent Saudi players as well, and like Al Ajami and people like that. They can't get near them, can they? And that must lead to frustration. But I think you just, on the purest level possible, if you look at that, the Al Hilal team and the squad, it's absolutely phenomenal. And you think as well, they're doing all this without Neymar.
Yeah, incredible stuff. And you know, like, obviously we mentioned earlier in the show that the league win made it 32 in a row. But of course, last night, the win over Al Nassr in the Super Cup made it 33. And, you know, I don't know, like, sometimes when you break a record, maybe psychologically, you know, you ease off, or like, you know, the sense of achieving something maybe will affect you. It doesn't seem to be affecting them at all. You know, you really can't see them. It's not like you can't see them losing. You can't see them dropping points at this point.
And I'd look forward. I think the big test for them isn't, with all respect to Al-Ittihad, I think Al Hilal will, I think they will win that, and win that quite comfortably. I think the big one for me is coming up Friday the 19th when they visit Al-Ahli in the league. Al-Ahli, who have obviously in the last week or so have won the Jeddah Derby against Al-Ittihad, are in pretty decent form. I think that could be a really big test for them.
Yeah. And I think at the moment now, the interest is in that record, really, or like, you know, when will they fall kind of thing, because it's, in terms of like the league titles destination, you know, it is certainly going to Al Hilal. So, yeah, we'll wait and see. And obviously, you know, we'll look forward to the Champions League coming up later. Matt, obviously, I know you were on holiday, but you went straight back into the action in the UAE as well.
Yeah, last night I had and it really is a pleasure, and I use this word just to see Andres Iniesta in action. It was a 3-3 draw between Andres Iniesta's Emirates club and Sharjah Emirates club. twice giving up a two-goal lead in quite entertaining circumstances, some really good goals. And yeah, it's just such a pleasure to watch Iniesta in action. He's still got that class. Like, he can't, you know, he's not got the pace of old. He plays almost like a defensive midfielder for Emirates Club. He's just stringing things together, but you just see those little flashes of brilliance, and just to see him is fantastic. It's such an honour to be able to commentate on him.
That's amazing. You know, obviously, like, you know, I potentially, like, he scored recently as well, and obviously scored again yesterday. But bit too late for, like, a rescue act?
I think so, yeah. Particularly, I think when they were two goals ahead twice, if they'd won that game, they had another game in hand as well, Emirates Club, and that would have meant they were potentially, when all the fixtures play out, there's a few scheduling issues to postpone matches, but they would have been 3 points behind three clubs if they'd won, you know, won both the games in hand. I'd also have a basement battle against Hatta to come as well in a week's time. But I think just dropping those 2 points last night would be interesting to see the psychological effect of that, because that would have been a 3-point haul they would not have expected from Sharjah, even though Sharjah are in pretty terrible form. And just to mention Sharjah as well, we have the coming up this weekend, the UAE Qatar Super Cup and the UAE Qatar Super Shield. Between the two cup winners and the two league winners, the inaugural running. So that's great to see this weekend, see how that plays out.
Great. And just like we mentioned this also last time you were here, is that the race for the league title in the UAE, quite an exciting one compared to, like, obviously the Saudi one, where it's kind of, you know, it's been decided by now.
There's a bit more jeopardy about it, even though Al Wasl have, well, they have an 11-point lead. They played a game more than Shabab Al Ahly in AFC Champions League semi-finals LA. It's more the fact that Al Wasl have been in imperious form throughout the season. They've lost one game in all competitions. But it's just the fact this is a club who are probably the best club in the 20th century in the UAE, I think it's fair to say. But they've barely won a trophy in this century. And I think it's now, how many years? Let me do a quick math. So it'll be 17 years since they last won a domestic trophy.
Wow.
And now they are, yeah, so they're ahead. They've got a healthy lead. They've only got 8 more games to play. But it's just that you just wonder a little bit, is there going to be a collapse or not? But so that's it's definitely, there's a bit more jeopardy to it than the Saudi league, but still, Al Wasl in a very healthy position. They thrashed Ajman last night, Haris Seferovic, the Switzerland veteran striker, amongst the goals last night as well. And yeah, they look a real class apart in the UAE at the moment. But you never know. It's a club that haven't won anything domestically, certainly for so long. So you just wonder, can they get over the finish line?
Yeah, I mean, as you say, you know, like, I mean, I mentioned that it's a little bit more, certainly, maybe, like, over the last few years, it's been like we've had different winners and all that. But, you know, with the season sort of, we're running out of matches, it's looking increasingly likely that it will be Al Wasl. So, and again, you know, like, historically, you know, such a great club. It'd be great to see them win. I mean, a bit similar to Ittihad winning in Saudi Arabia last year after a 14-year gap. So we look forward to that over the next few weeks.
I'd say the Al Wasl fans are absolutely phenomenal. And I think to see, they pretty much always come out and support their team, Al Wasl, and to see that face rewarded after so many fallow years will be an absolute phenomenal sight.
Should be quite a party in Dubai should they win. Great stuff, Matt. Thank you so much as ever.
All the best, guys.
Great to see you. Oh, you're not getting away yet, Matt Monahan. Not yet. Listen, just to add to that, Al Wasl, Mr. Hareb from Dubai, who has been a chief executive, an owner, a chairman. He's been right throughout the club and a gentleman that I know well. So Al Wasl, a very special place in my heart. Matt, you know the drill. Saudi Super Cup final on Thursday between Al Hilal and Al Ittihad. How are you calling it?
I think it'll be 3-1 to Al Hilal.
That you said without any
hesitation.
No, just straight hesitation.
I think Al Hilal were just so good. We're recording on Tuesday, so we're just so good last night. They held Al Nassr at arm's length during the first half. More possession, more attempts, more threat. And if Al Ittihad are not as good a team as Al Nassr, so if they can do that to Al Nassr, I think it should be quite a comfortable win.
That'll do for me from the fantastic, as always, Matt Monaghan. Great to see you. Same question, Ali Khaled.
Yeah, I mean, same outcome as well. You know, you can't really see anyone, stopping Al Hilal at the moment. I do think Al Ittihad will put up a good fight. You know, maybe Benzema, a bit of confidence, a bit of a boost scoring that goal in the semi-final. Like I said, it's been a disappointing season. This is a chance for them, you know, to get something from it. But I don't think they will. I think Al Hilal will win 2-1.
Okay, good shout as well. That's it from us on this special edition, a Saudi Super Cup and UAE Capital Abu Dhabi edition. All that remains for me is to say that we will see you soon, but on behalf of everyone from Dowry and this podcast and Arab News, let me wish you Eid Mubarak.